Vrindavan, the land of Krishna. Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, and the elder coward men were preparing a sacrifice for the pleasure of Lord Indra. Indra is the king of the heavens and the demigod responsible for supplying rain. As stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, if one is simply engaged in the loving devotional service of Sri Krishna, then that person is freed from all other obligations, be it social or religious. The example of the tree illustrates this essential point, that simply by watering the root of the tree, all the leaves are nourished. So by worshipping Krishna, then all these agents, the demigods, 313 million of them, are pleased. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, observed that the cowherd men were preparing for the Indra Yajna. He inquired from his father as to the purpose of the Indra Puja, thinking that Krishna was just a little boy who could not understand the intricacies of the worship. His father remained silent, but Krishna persisted. Urged him on. Is this a Vedic ceremony? Is this a popular ceremony? What is the purpose of the sacrifice you are going to perform, my dear father? Nanda then replied, my dear boy, this ceremony is more or less traditional. It is due to the mercy of Lord Indra that we receive rain. Rainfall is important for our living. We must show gratitude to the controller Indra. The rain is necessary for our successful religious ceremonies, agricultural, and ultimately for our mukti, liberation. Krishna patiently listened to his father speak. Then Krishna suggested that they forego the sacrifice for various reasons. Everything that one receives from performing ceremonial worship to the devas, the demigods, is actually granted by the permission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But sometimes the devas, they become puffed up by the influence of material nature, thinking themselves the all in all and forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their master. Also, the living entities receive results by reason of their work, the duty that they perform. The demigods are pleased with the person performing his or her duty and award them results accordingly. So the results are work-based and not by dint of ceremonies performed. But Father, please understand that our specific relationship here in the land of Vrindavan is with Govardhan Hill. My dear boy, since you're asking, we shall arrange a separate sacrifice for Govardhan, but we shall still execute the Indra Puja. But my dear father, Govardhan Hill takes care of the cows and all the residents of Vrindavan. We should worship Govardhan Hill. He is our shelter and source of nourishment. Okay, we shall do as you request, my dear son. For your pleasure is my pleasure. So how do you recommend we perform the Govardhan Yajna? Well, firstly, prepare very nice foodstuffs of all kinds, from the ghee and grains collected for the yajna. Prepare rice and dal. Thank you. Palava, Pakora, and Puri. Prepare milk sweets. Ah, wonderful milk sweets like sweet rice, rubbery, and sandesh. Rasgulla, 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 laddu, 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 laddu. Laddu, 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 hey, hey, laddu, 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 laddu. Then offer him some nice savory. And then decorate the cows very nicely, and feed them sumptuously. Murari! And then give charity to the brahmanas, who will chant the Vedic hymns and the mantras. When all the preparations were done, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, assumed the gigantic form and began to accept all the offerings of food kindly presented by his devotees. There were various preparations, sweets, savories, sabjis, puris, rotis, and there were 50 million kinds of beans. There were sugar beans, broad beans, single beans, double beans, triple, and a Vishnu special quadruple beans. Krishna ate so much that the residents of Vrindavan had to bring more and more preparations. Aniyor! Aniyor! Give me more! Give me more! Then more and more quickly they brought sweets and sabjis. They hastily brought savories. Many, many preparations were prepared for the Lord's satisfaction. All the villagers pitched in. The ghee, the flour, the sugar, the spices, the legumes, beans, every single thing they had, they prepared every last morsel for the Lord's satisfaction. Krishna ate, ate, and ate as Govardhan Hill. And he ate more and more and more and more until there was nothing left. And then Balaram, his elder brother, offered Krishna a tulasi leaf. And then only was Krishna satisfied.
These simple forest dwellers from Vrindavan have become puffed up because of their friend, this Krishna. Krishna. He's just a talkative, childish little boy. They have offended the gods, the devas, and they shall be punished. I will teach them a lesson that these Vrajavasis will never forget. My Sambartaka cloud will finish them off. This is the most powerful cloud that annihilates the cosmos and can destroy anything in its path. Sambartaka will inundate Vrindavan. I will finish it off. But I, Indra, will also travel there on my elephant, riding upon my elephant with storms in the front and storms behind and storms on either side. I will finish these Vrajavasis!
Situation in Vrindavan became very dangerous. The rainfall was accompanied by great powerful winds, and every living creature in the land of Vrindavan began to tremble from the severe cold and the devastation that it brought along with it. Unable to find solace, they huddled up to Krishna and approached Govinda for shelter. My dear Lord Krishna, you are the powerful, the most auspicious one. You are very affectionate to all of your devotees. Now please, please protect us. We are harassed by the angry Indra. Krishna thought to himself, the demigods are my devotees, and they do not forget my supremacy. Yet somehow or other, Lord Indra has become puffed up with his material opulent position, becoming very, very proud. I shall give protection to my devotees who are completely dependent on me. I will save them by my mystic power. Thinking like this, Krishna then lifted Govardhan Hill as easily as a child picks up a mushroom off the ground. Beckoning his devotees to seek shelter under the hill, Krishna gave them protection. One entire week passed, and his devotees, both the cows and the coward persons, remained undisturbed by hunger or thirst or any other discomfort. Observing this scene, Indra called upon his clouds to desist. As the clouds disappeared, the sky became clear again. The sun rose, and at that time, the residents of Vrindavan made their way to their homes. Realizing that he had made a severe mistake, the Lord of the Heavens, Indra, appeared before Lord Krishna. Fully conscious of his offense, he knew now that the talkative, childish boy was none other than his Supreme Master, the personality of Godhead, Shamsundar. My dear Lord, being puffed up by my false prestige, I thought that you had offended me by not allowing the Indra Yagya. I mistook your supreme position, but now, by your grace, I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. Your name, form, qualities are all beyond the material world. You are the Supreme Master, proprietor, and the Supreme Friend. My dear Lord, I committed a great offense to your lotus feet by being proud of my material opulence, wealth, and position. Kindly give me your blessings so that I may not act so foolishly again. Please excuse me, for I am your eternal servant. You should always remember, my dear Lord Indra, that all of your material opulence, wealth, and possession are due to my causeless mercy only. I can show you favor or chastise someone because no one is superior to me. If I find someone overpowered by false pride, I withdraw his wealth and opulences in order to show him my mercy. You may remain as the King of Heaven, but be wary of false pride at all times. Indra was truly humbled. Offering his obeisances, he then returned to the heavens to continue with his service.
Before we end this evening, I want to just present something to you. Earlier on this evening, Maharaj spoke about simple living, high thinking. And amongst the many projects that he leads around the world in pushing Srila Prabhupada's mission forward, he's embarking on a very large project in his hometown in Maharashtra. And here is a pamphlet. I know you may not be able to see much of it, but that is a diagram, a little artist impression of the wonderful temple that he's building out there. And as we all know, he's a dedicated servant of Srila Prabhupada, and this temple is purely in the glorification of Srila Prabhupada, the Sri Sri Radha Gopal Mandir.